Let's take a look at the week ahead. What's coming up on in the canyons of Wall Street on Monday? We will get the existing home sales report, 10 a.m. Eastern, estimated at an annual rate of 5.58 million versus 5.62 million the prior month. Existing home sales showed some rebound in May, and we probably won't see a dramatic change. Might be off maybe 1% month on month. On a year-over-year basis right now, they're up 2.7%. So we'll see how that works out. They define existing home sales as the number of previously constructed homes, condominiums, and co-ops in which a sale closed during the month. The reason this figure matters is roughly 90% of transactions are existing homes. I guess you could call them used homes, right? Yeah, they're used homes. And the thing about it is, when they change hands, people come in and they redecorate and they replant and they do all kinds of things inside and outside the property, and it creates economic activity, so it matters. Doesn't matter as much as the number coming out later in the week. That will be new home sales. New home sales are very, very important, and new home sales generate a lot of economic activity. They'll report on Wednesday morning. They're estimated at 612,000 annual rate. Last month, annual rate 610,000. Now, if you had 50,000 a month, that would be an annual rate of 600,000. So we're talking about slightly more than 50,000 new homes estimated. This is for the month of June. And it's a big deal because these are newly constructed properties. And as a result, they do generate a substantial amount of economic activity. So that's why this matters. Tuesday, we'll get the FHFA House Price Index, which currently shows year-over-year at 6.8%. And the House Price Index from S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller will also be coming out Tuesday morning. Right now, that's estimated at 5.8 year-over-year. The number most people care about will be coming out late in the week, and that will be the first round estimate, called the preliminary estimate of gross domestic product, and that'll be for the second quarter, of course, and estimating at 2.6. Now, the third and final estimate for the first quarter came in at 1.4%. The first estimate for the second quarter is 2.6. So, as we said, some improvement in the second quarter anticipated, and if those numbers came in just like that, 2.6 added onto the 1.4, that would give you a first half average growth of guess what? Want to take a guess? Want to take a wild stab at this one? You've heard it before, year after year after year, 2%. 2%. Now we have these clowns running around talking about 4, 5, and 6% real GDP growth, and they are clowns. Say no more. I think when we look at the week ahead, I think most of the attention is going to be on the gross domestic product estimate. Estimate one, if you will, out of three, that will come out on Friday morning, 8:30 Eastern time. Now, one of the things that's been interesting about this second quarter is earlier on, estimates on the tracking of the second quarter were quite high. They started out in the area, believe it or not, they started out in the area of 4% plus. That has changed. The tracking estimates have been coming down almost weekly and are now down into the twos. Now, the number can come in anywhere it comes in. That's impossible to say. But the projections, the consensus projections and the tracking estimates are getting closer to that 2.5% to 3% area, well down from the earlier tracking estimates. We'll see how it all plays out. But the bottom line in all of this is we should see some modicum of improvement in that number relative to what happened in the first quarter, where the number has come in at an anemic figure, really, of 1.4% annual growth in the first quarter. That's where we stand as of the latest release. Hey, before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship Money Talk. Our program coordinator, Ravi Chandran, producer, Meredith Oakes, technical directors Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
The Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program.